Portions of This American Laugh with Aristotle Atari and Andy Harris, the improvised documentary podcast, are brought to you by listeners like yourself, our esteemed sponsors, and the all-powerful, all-knowing random sentence generator, which inspires the stories you're about to hear. Yes, whenever you hear this sound, the next sentence you hear is a random sentence provided by our revered, omnipotent random sentence generator. For more This American Laugh, listen to more episodes of This American Laugh, I guess. And now, your first random sentence.
He ended up burning his fingers, poking someone else's fire. A habit that he had. He would just walk up to someone's fire and look at it, even though if it wasn't his. It's almost like an analogy to him poking his nose in someone's business.
Ooh, wow. That's bright.
Thanks.
Is it warm?
Yeah, it's a fire.
Would you mind terribly?
Wait, first of all, who are you? This is our fire. What are you doing here?
I'm sorry. This is my husband. He is just, I think he forgot his medication.
I'm just having a little bit of trouble starting a fire.
Sorry.
And I was just starting
a fire here by myself on the beach like normal. And then this guy comes in and says, I know about my fire.
Look, honey, you need to stop bothering people with fires.
Look, we're roughing it. I don't really have a whole lot of experience roughing it.
We are not roughing it, okay? We have a streamline, an airline. Streamline, what are they called? What's that silver tank we have? An Airstream. We have an Airstream.
Airstream.
We rented this off Airbnb for $6,000 a night.
Yes.
We're not roughing it, honey.
Well, but you know
what? Well, I am. This is all I got. This is all I have is this fire.
Oh.
Are you wanting part of my fire when you got an Airstream over there?
No.
What's that about, buddy?
No, look. We why did you have to tell him at the Airstream?
I mean, you just don't we this situation. Okay, this is all on you right now. You're the one who caused this.
You're the one who came to me, not your lady.
Look, buddy.
What?
Look, buddy. You look like you could use a nice...
Some change?
Shower?
Both. Would you like a hot meal? Let's start us off there.
I'll get a hot meal for $5.
Honey, would you mind?
Honey, he's about to make a hot meal. He's the one who has the fire.
I was? Yeah, I was. Your hot meal? I'll do it for $5.
So let me get this straight. You're trying to get a hot meal and money?
Pick one.
Yeah, pick one.
Hot meal.
You don't get both. What do we look like? The bank of food and money?
Food bank or a restaurant?
How about
a bank or a restaurant? Do we look like either of those things? Do we look like a bank or a restaurant?
Are you saying I'm fat? He said I was fat, honey.
Are you calling my wife?
You guys are too complicated. I'm going back to my fire, man.
No. Wait. Please. You're not going to tweet about this, are you?
What's it worth to you? $5?
What do we look like?
A food bank?
Don't tweet bank. Tweet.
All right, I'm done with this, man.
A tweet bank? What are you, my draft?
What do you want from me? Leave me alone.
Please don't tell
me. You're
going
to keep your mouth shut, right?
Yeah, can we look? See what I'm doing with my thumb?
Listen to me. Karen and Ken, give me $5 each. I'll keep my mouth shut. And
by the way,
I want all those. Let me finish! Let me have sandwiches in your bags, too. Oh, I can just tweet it right now.
By the way, those are not sandwiches. Those are lavash roll-ups from Gelson's. All right? Big difference.
Oh, no, you're not tweeting.
He's pretending to tweet. Yeah, he doesn't even have really a phone in his hand. He's just clicking.
Yeah, that's a pine cone.
And it's 5G pine cone, motherfucker.
Wait, is that what you plan to do with an actual phone? Are you pantomiming what you're going to do?
Do you want me to not tweet that you two are just harassing me because you're taking your privilege and you're just like fronting in my face?
You don't have a camera or anything right now, do you?
Yeah, I do. Everything's got cameras. I got 3 of them. You're on candy camera, dude.
Yeah, that show is canceled.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Well, you gotta accept something. I say you're denying everything.
I know, we're doing a lot of denying, aren't we?
All right, I'm excited about this revival of Candid Camera. Jennifer, you excited?
I could be more excited. You know what I think is really important is that... Can you have one of the PAs pick up some Zyrtec? Because I'm...
You okay?
Yeah, I can.
You're stuffed up and I'm stuffed up.
Hey.
Yep.
Glenward?
Yeah,
Glenward.
Glenward, that's me.
Yes, could you do me a favor?
Absolutely, sir.
You know what? This production meeting is already started off on the wrong foot. We're both so congested.
So congested. The Santa Ana winds are just, they came in
you
pretty,
want me to
pretty
some,
hard.
I'll get some antihistamines for you guys. Is that good?
I suppose so.
Do you want a nasal lavage?
Do you happen to have a nasal lavage?
Well, if he's going to go, we should get a nasal lavage.
Oh, yeah. Could you do us a solid, Glenward?
Let me give a notepad.
Yes. Could you write it down?
Antihistamines.
Oh, that's a pine cone.
Huh?
Write it down on an actual piece of paper.
You could use your notes.
You pull your notes, your phone out, and use it.
You don't want me to do it on the pine cone.
No, please do not do it on the pine cone.
Don't do it on the pine. I'm allergic to pine cones.
It could have been clear. Do not write it on the pine cone.
Yeah, notes app. You don't need to use a pen with the notes app. It's just on your phone. You type it.
Nasal
lavage.
NASAL. A lot of letters. Nasal. NASAL.
By chance, just turn the key noise off.
Yeah. You know what? But now I don't know if he's typing the right number of letters. Can you turn it back on, but make it a little...
Please.
Make it like a medium volume between the...
Yeah, just bring it down a little bit.
That's what it was before.
A little lower.
Can you bring it lower? That's pretty good. Nasal lavage.
Zyrtec, but make sure it's name brand.
Yes.
They miss out one very, 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 very key ingredient in the generic.
Which one?
I don't know which one, but I know that there's one missing.
Really?
Why would it be generic then?
I don't know.
Sometimes it's as subtle as
the shape of the...
And that's when they realized they were in love. They've been together so long as co-workers, they never realized that they just had the hots for each other. They started making out. You could hear it from
Eric.
Jennifer,
I gotta be honest, Kane. It's really hard to make out with you when I can barely breathe.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Jennifer.
Eric.
Will, Jennifer.
Yes.
We've known each other for 6 weeks.
Six?
And this has been the most magical 6 weeks of my life.
It really has been.
Will you go out with me sometime?
Yes, but not for the next 2 weeks. I'm currently on a round of antibiotics for my SIBO. I have a small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. So it's really hard for me to eat anything and keep it in. But as soon as I'm done with that.
Okay, well, that's like a 2 week.
2 weeks. It's a 2 week course of antibiotics. Yeah, but then I have to get a probiotic, so give me another week for my stomach to get back to normal because I don't want to be on a date with you and then like my stomach starts hurting.
Despite their ailments, their allergies, IBS.
Did I mention that I'm Jewish?
The first moment that we met each other.
Yeah.
You mentioned that before you told me what your name was.
I was like, L'chaim.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that they were both had allergies, IBS, JEWS, they still managed to find love together. That's their story.
We found love in a quite hopeless place.
Yes.
When was the first time you realized that you were in love with him?
We just had so many ailments in common.
When did you realize that you just naturally sounded this way and no matter how many antihistamines you took, this was always going to be the tone?
Immediately.
It's interesting. When you are a person who is afflicted with ailments, there is a comfort you have when you realize the person you're with is in the same boat. But truly, we both can't be in boats because of...
You guys both have...
Algae. We're allergic to algae.
And salt.
Yeah.
Just salt. And the salted water.
Sea salt, specifically. Yeah, Himalayan salt, we're fine with. The mountains, when the mountains have salt, we're okay.
Oak salt. I'm allergic to oak.
I thought you were talking about oak salt.
Sometimes the hull of a boat can be made of oak. Mm,
yeah, it's...
Even though it's a heavy wood.
You know what? It's been cured and treated. Is wood cured? I don't know, but... Yeah,
I'll tell you what isn't cured. Either one of us.
Neither one of us. But we, just so you know, we are responsible adults who will not be having children together.
And then shortly after, they had their first baby.
This is our son, Sebastian. Please do not touch him. Please do not look at him. Please do not breathe on him. Please do not think about him.
Honey, when are we getting his bubble?
Yeah,
when am I going to get my bubble?
Son, please.
What?
Son, put your helmet back on.
But I want a bubble.
Put your other helmet on. Put your helmet over your helmet.
Okay.
Put the red bags on your feet.
Honey, where are your mittens? Why doesn't he have his mittens? Eric, what did you do with his mittens?
I wore his mittens.
Why were you wearing his mittens?
Because it was warm outside, and I wanted to protect my hands from the UV rays of the sun.
Really good point, Eric.
It was a very unusual family.
This is Darwinism at its worst. Survival of the weakest. The weakest has emerged, and, he's gonna be fine because we both have money.
We do have money. We can't touch it, though.
We're allergic to the dye
that they use in money.
You have no idea how corrosive the dye is on money.
It is quite corrosive.
So you guys just primarily use credit cards and
crypto. Yeah. Predominantly crypto. We're actually moving to El Salvador because they are the currency in El Salvador is moving completely over to the crypto system.
Yes. Did you know that they're creating a Bitcoin city?
Mm-hmm.
The president of El Salvador just announced it.
He just announced it. Yeah. We were so excited. We are constantly hanging on every drop of news that comes out of El Salvador.
Yes.
Do you feel like a lot of your actions that you take as a couple tend to be predominantly motivated by fear?
I don't think so.
Realism.
Realism.
Your fear of touching money, your fear of American economics.
These are very real.
That's not a fear. That's not a fear. Fear is a valid fear. False evidence appearing real, and this is very much real evidence.
I don't handle money because of the dye don't handle credit cards because I get blisters on my fingers from running my fingers against
the magnetic strip.
The magnetic
he has,
strip and the numbers.
He has, whenever he is around too many magnetic strips, he gets these boils.
Yes. Jennifer.
Yes, love.
You're making eye contact again. You know how that hurts my retinas.
Oh, sorry.
Jennifer.
Eric.
Jennifer.
Don't look at me.
This is The American Laugh. I'm your host, Ari, with producer Andy. Our special guest contributor for this episode is Nicole Amy Schreiber. In our show, we'll be using our trusty sentence generator to bring you a story in three improvised acts. This week's theme, fear. Is it something that we cultivate in our own minds, or is it actual, tangible things that we're afraid of? Sometimes it's hard to decide. Stay with us. Act 1. After exploring the abandoned building, he started believing ghosts. It was something that he had never previously partaked in the belief of ghosts, but after all the evidence he collected, being this abandoned building, he decided he was a ghost believer.
Hey, welcome back to Ghost Finders. I'm Dex.
I'm Janine.
And I'm a ghost.
All right, Steve Glenn. So, first thing we're going to do is, what's wrong?
Nothing. I just, like, can't believe we're doing ghosts.
No, listen. The class project is due.
She's not going to do this. I'm out of here,
she's
going to
do it.
I'm doing it. It's fine. I'll do it. But, like, I'm just, this whole ghost thing, it's just...
Why did I bring my sister?
I don't know.
So that, annoying,
that
dude.
That was going to be my question to you, but
sorry
you
if it. I'm the voice of reason.
You're the voice of annoying.
Oh!
Oh,
shit. Sick, out the gate.
Sick burn.
Out the gate. All right, listen. We gotta focus. Welcome back to Ghost Getters. Is that what I said it was called? Ghost Getters?
Ghost Getters. I think
Ghost Guys?
Yeah, yeah.
We've only done this 3 times, and you've changed the name of it every single time.
Ghost Getters!
We can't do that, obviously.
I know. I fucked it up. All right, so to...
All right, here we go. Here we are. Welcome back. We're the Ghost Grabbers, and we are...
Ghost Grabbers? Great. Now you're sexually assaulting ghosts.
Oh, shit. Hey, why's your sister...
Dude, you wanted her
You said you guys wanted to have a female voice on the show because you felt like it would make it more marketable.
And then I said I wanted one. I said I wanted Lindsay Tisdale, not you.
Listen.
Oh, I'm sorry. You guys aren't cool enough with your ghost podcast to have Lindsay Tisdale. Dale, all you can get is just Janine.
I'm going to delete all this, by the way.
Good. Okay. Delete her from existence because I don't even want her here.
You and I both know I don't have the capabilities to actually delete a person from existence in this podcast.
I know. That's why I said it sarcastically, dumbass.
All right, listen. It used to be about the ghosts. Let's get back to where we used to be when it was about the ghosts. Here we go. Check 1, 2, and take it from the top. All right. Hey, welcome back. We are the Grabbing shit. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yep.
All right, everyone. Welcome back. We are the... Hey, get out of here, ghost people. And we are here in a spooky house, and we are gonna find some ghosts.
I'm so scared.
Yeah, me too.
Same. I'm so scared.
I'm not buying it. Are you scared?
I'm so scared.
Well, you should be, because I have been in this house before, and there were several ghosts in here, and we're gonna take a look around. What are you looking at me like that, incredulously for?
Because it's my sister. She's an asshole. That's why.
All right. Pause.
I am willing to be on a ghost podcast if you show me proof of a ghost.
How about you just die and then become a ghost and that's it?
Okay.
Obviously, I'm not going to... Oh, you told her to do that.
If I die...
I said it sarcastically.
You're not going to have any parents because they're going to kill themselves because I'm their favorite kid and they can't live on this earth without me.
You think you're the favorite kid? You tell me your allowance in 2 seconds. I'll say it at the same time. See who gets more money. Ready? 1, 2...
$50.
$10. What?
Steve.
What?
Yeah.
You know, we actually have audio of the two of you negotiating your allowance with your parents when you were children.
Dad.
Plead your case. Why exactly should I?
Because at some point in time, I can come forward and just make up a story about how you touched me in inappropriate ways. So I'd say $50 a month sounds pretty good from both you and then another $50 from mom.
I think it's reasonable. We should just pay her.
Yeah, Steve, I got real bad news for you.
Dude, this is bullshit, man!
You're so dramatic.
This is kind of the reason why I'm not giving you $50.
Raise the $50 to $10. How about that?
That's the opposite direction. That's not higher. Steve.
So do I get her or not?
Do I what?
You get $10.
Yeah, fine. You get $10.
Y'all suckers, dude.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah, we're suckers. All right.
I'm going to go hang out with my buddy. He's got a ghost podcast I'm going to do. Peace out, stupid.
So what's it called?
And we're figuring it out, Dad.
All right.
Now that we got that straightened out.
Hey, did you notice that when we walked up to this house, the door was closed and now?
It's open.
It's open. You think it was a ghost?
I think it was me.
Did your sister open the door and just leave it open?
Oh, now you don't want her here? I've been harping on that tune since we got here. Now you're just like, what?
I am here for the evidence that ghosts exist. Nobody because you know what? Contrary to what you might think, I respect your friend X. And I want to know if ghosts actually exist. You, on the other hand, you fucking loser, why don't you just shut up and let the adults figure this out?
Adults? You're younger than me, stupid!
Like I said, the adults. Hey, remember when you bargained for your allowance?
Yeah.
You're the one who thought $10 was more than $50. So why don't you...
If you take 50 and you split it.
All right, so I appreciate you bringing in your podcast demo. Unfortunately, we're going to have to pass on your project for a myriad of reasons. First, it's just you and your sister arguing the entire time.
You call us in just to tell us no?
This could have been a phone call.
Yeah.
We prefer to let people down in person, face to face.
I'll tell you what. How about you take the show that we have it, have, give, that we want to record, that we did, the demo.
All right. Start over.
What about it?
Start over, please.
What part?
The whole thing that you just tried to say.
I said, take the demo that we sent you guys and do whatever you want.
You know, I have to be honest. I typically can't stand anything my brother says, but I kind of agree with him on this one.
Yeah, I'm in 10th grade.
I'm in 7th.
Shut up!
I feel like I already said no, so...
What's it gonna take for you to say yes?
I'd say nothing short of...
What if it just so happens a few years from now I come forward and tell people that you tried to molest me?
I would not like that.
Well, then great.
Otherwise, you're...
And then I get $10 a week.
I get 50.
Okay, well, here's your $50 and here's your...
Also, can you edit all of Dax out of it?
Yeah, he's a real bummer.
He just, like, drags the whole thing behind.
I really think the fighting might be the key to success.
What do you think?
Hey, guys, I've been listening the whole time.
What do you mean that I'm the one dragging down this podcast? This is my idea.
Where were you the whole time?
I was over in the corner behind the plant.
You were hiding the whole time?
Behind a plant, no less? I mean, you're not even that thin.
I had to get an ambient sound of a room for a different podcast I'm working on.
A podcast that requires ambient sound?
Yeah, it's called Room Getters, where we get the audio.
You know
what
your problem is, Dax? You operate on fear, bro.
You want to know what fear means?
Facing
false
everything.
Appearing.
Yeah, always.
Real.
Regularly. Yeah.
False evidence appearing.
Same page.
Guess who's $10 richer, dummy?
You. I've been listening the entire time.
Okay, stranger.
Do you know it's $50 richer?
Me?
No.
Me.
Her.
Me. I don't understand how you can't keep up with this.
Can I have it?
Could you maybe sip quieter?
I'm
Dax?
Sorry. Sorry.
I mean, how parched are you? That there is just, I mean, you were on the at least 600 decibels too high.
I had to get Sipping Foley for my podcast called Sippy Time. Get Sippy Time sounds. What? I had to move on without you guys.
Podcast became very popular. And ended up all the way at big money players.
All right, take one. Take two. It's for my new podcast that started. It's called Ladies Barbin, starring Dex.
Coming up, Act Two. But first, a word from our esteemed sponsors. Stay with us.
Thank you.
to the interview. Our guest today is Nicole Amy Schreiber. Hello, Nicole.
Hey.
Thank you for coming. How long have you been listening to the show?
A good period of time.
Like, what's that period? Like, 6 months?
Yeah.
A year, 6 years?
I'd say, like, maybe 4 months.
And tell me a little about yourself. You live in Los Angeles, so you're from here. You're not from here.
I live in L.A., but I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan.
Nice. What do you do?
I am
a
stand-up comedian.
Yes.
You're
very funny.
Thank you. I do acting as well.
Nice.
Mainly commercial acting. I guess I just have a face for selling things. I write occasionally.
My producer, Andy, also has a face. Who would you say his face is for?
You won't hurt my feelings.
I don't know.
He's a face for sleeping.
He has a sleepy face.
It relaxes people.
Yeah.
Relaxes,
yeah.
You know
what your face is?
What?
Like Ambien.
Thank you.
You know, prior to me starting the show without Andy, I sounded very different. And then he showed up.
And he gave you.
This is kind of how I sound now.
We actually have, in our archives, we have that episode of the show when I first came on as a producer.
Andy, this is Ari. Ari, this is Andy.
Hey, what's going on, Andy? What's happening?
Hey, I'm really happy to be here. This is a lovely studio we have here. It's really decked out. You all right?
Yeah, so tired.
Oh.
You got one of those.
Do you need me to get you anything?
Doesn't he have a really sleepy face?
Yes, yeah, it's very sleepy.
Want some coffee or something? We can...
Red Bull? Do you want a Red Bull?
I'm fine.
Ari, are you okay?
Yeah, your energy really dropped off the cliff.
All right,
I'm fine. I don't need any Red Bull. I think I'm good. Let's just do this.
I'm so sorry for doing this to Ari.
Yeah, I remember that episode. It was 1999.
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, so you're basically saying that his sleepy face
created the show
instantly.
Gave you your sleepy voice.
Yeah, pretty much created the show, the dynamic.
Do you think my voice is going to get sleepier?
Yeah, it might change. Between now and the end of the interview, you might be a different person.
That's crazy.
Sorry.
Not crazy. It happens a lot. Tell me a little bit more about, what are your hobbies?
I recently started painting during COVID.
Oh, nice. What are you painting these days?
Honestly, it's a big mess on the canvas, really.
It's almost like somebody just was splooged all over it.
Mm-hmm. It's exactly like that.
Yeah.
As I ejaculate acrylic paint onto the canvas,
right.
I really try to channel pretty much every man I've ever dated. There's all kinds of ways of getting it onto the canvas. There's just, you know, the ejaculatory way. There's the drippy way where you just, you know, just have to Jackson Pollock it onto the canvas. And then,
right.
And then sometimes, you know, the paint has a ring of plastic around it and you have to pull the plastic back.
Yes.
And then just smear it on the canvas.
I feel like that's an analogy for something, but I might be wrong. And which one do you prefer of all of those?
An explosion.
Because it makes you feel like you did a good job.
It's definitely, it's a more visceral response, and it's a more visceral relation to the canvas.
Right.
You know, it really is in everything. I mean, you can use it as an analogy. The canvas is life.
Right.
And the paint is you.
Right.
And the way you are applied to the canvas.
You're right over there?
I'm just listening. Yeah, she's talking about painting, and it's very soothing. The idea that it's analogous to just...
Life.
I was going to say blowing loads. But that too, yes. What else are you into, Nicole Amy Schreiber?
I have a dog.
Yes.
He is a rescue. I found him in the street.
A dog you have?
A dog I have. Some people say I probably stole him off the street. But do dogs belong to the street? I don't know.
It's true. I found a dog once on the street.
Not your current dog. I've seen pictures of your current dog.
Not my current dog.
Did you rescue your current dog from a breeder?
Yes. And I don't regret it. I've rescued many, many dogs in my life. I rescued Andy. He's not a dog, but I rescued him from
Is that why you guys both wear t-shirts that say who rescued who?
Right.
Mine says home.
Whom, yeah. But I rescued him from it was like a radio DJ rescue.
We actually have that in our archives.
Yeah.
Do you?
Him rescuing me.
All right, coming up next, we got Counting Crows coming up with Mr. Jones.
I think the only way to get him, him to come over is maybe like, I got some copy.
Oh, that was Blues Traveler was run around.
Wrap the copy in meat.
Sir, do you have anything I can voice, please? I'm so hungry for voicing things.
Read this.
What is it? And Country Toyota is having a President's Day sale. Everything must go. Push, pull, drying your used car into Town and Country Toyota. Thank you, sir. Are you looking for a radio DJ to follow you around?
That's a really sweet story.
I know. Yeah. The logic doesn't make sense because I fucked up, but it all works.
Why? In what way?
I messed up because technically, logically, when I first met you, I didn't sound like this.
Who cares? Who cares about that?
You know. But, you know, it's not a Christopher Nolan movie. It's a podcast.
I'm hungry right now because we talked about that loose meat.
I have a face that makes people hungry, too. Sleepy and hungry.
Sleepy and hungry.
Attorneys at law.
If you could have anything you wanted to eat right now, what would you have? What's on your mind?
Ooh, can we play Death Row Meal?
Yeah, let's play Death Row Meal.
Mm.
This is my favorite game to play.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to go first or do you want me to go first?
You go.
Okay, Death Row Meal.
Yep.
Appetizer.
Yep.
Burrata with beets and a glazed balsamic vinaigrette.
I bet.
Fancy.
Okay, that's my app.
Yeah.
It's multiple courses?
Yes.
By the way, if you murdered a motherfucker, you'd never get this kind of treatment.
No.
But this is a fantasy, so go for it.
Yes. And then probably a mac and cheese, but broiled with Krispies on top.
And this is the second appetizer.
So I get a salad, you get a salad, an appetizer, and an entree.
You've already picked one appetizer. Oh, the burrata is a salad.
The burrata is the salad.
Wow. Okay. Who the fuck ever thought cheese and salad?
There's some lettuce. There's arugula with it.
Sure.
Arugula and beets.
You're really milking it, hoping that the governor calls.
Yes. And then...
No, she's eating like he's not going to call.
But the mac and cheese, by the way, the mac and cheese is like a 5 or 6 cheese mac and cheese.
Is there any lobster in there?
Really? Oh, God, no. I would never pollute it with meats.
Okay.
Just
all right.
Straight cheese. And then entree.
What's your main?
Entree, like a super, super rich spaghetti and bolognese. 2 pasta dishes in one meal. And
what's your dessert?
A tiramisu cheesecake.
So you're a huge Italian fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's yours?
First of all, I would never put myself in a position to be on death row.
Let's say...
So shame on both of you.
Let's say you murdered somebody.
Relax, Andy. With that face, you'd get off.
I know. Put the judge to sleep.
Yeah, put him to sleep.
Never ending pasta bowl from Olive Garden. Just sit there on death row forever.
Just sit there on death row with diarrhea.
Yeah. I would
do
that.
That's how you get out of dying.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not done
exactly.
yet.
Exactly. I'm never ending.
It's funny.
I would do that, yeah.
Can I revise mine?
If you steal never ending pasta bowl.
That's the death row loophole.
Yeah.
You know, you can eat buffet. Just be a Brazilian barbecue.
Yep.
All right. What else? Are you yawning?
It's my face.
It's his face.
Thank you, Nicole Amy Schreiber, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up, Act 3. But first, a word from our sponsors who make this high quality program possible. Stay with us.
Act 3. She worked 2 jobs to make ends meet. At least that was the reason for not having time to join her family on Thanksgiving. All she did was work 1 job after the other. Even though the family wasn't strapped for cash, she kept taking her time and using it to acquire more jobs.
I really can't believe she's not here.
Well, now, sweetie, give your mother a break. She works hard to put food on our table, and her dad's out of work.
You're retired. You're not out of work.
Well,
you have money.
Okay, and thank you so much. And then that'll be it. Okay, is there anything else I can do for you? Okay. Okay, bye-bye. Listen, I can't do this at-home customer service job if you guys are talking.
Well, what do you expect us to do, Shelly? You expect us to just leave the house for 8 hours?
I expect you to let me do my job.
Mom, you can't just come to the Thanksgiving dinner table. Dad and I have been cooking all day.
And who's paying for that food you're cooking, honey?
Dad, he has money.
We turned our bedroom into a home office. You can work in the home office. I sleep on the fold-out sofa.
The futon.
Yes.
Mom.
So what does that have to do with anything?
Mom, you don't want to be part
I'm
of this family. You don't want
to... I'm working a job to make money and to pay for the food that you guys are cooking, and you're telling me that the what?
But you're kind of...
What did you say earlier?
Say
it again.
I will say it, because I was also listening to her. We have money. We have money.
Show it
to me. Look around
The house is in his name. 2 years ago, you decided you wanted to work all the time. And it's so apparent that you're really just trying to escape from being part of this family.
That's not true. I'm trying to survive.
I sat down with you. We had a family meeting. And I said, Shelly, you don't have to do this. I am retiring. We have more than enough money to make ends meet. You do not have to do this. How did you hear I have to do this to make ends meet?
Let me ask you this, Carl.
Mm-hmm.
Are you working now?
No.
Just answer.
I do not have
just
you.
Answer. Just answer
just
her question.
Answer. No. Are you working now?
No, I'm not
Were
working.
Were you working before?
Yes.
Am I working now?
Yeah.
I think that's logic.
I mean,
someone's got to work in this house.
That is an expression.
Can you hold, please? Ooh, customer support.
Bitch, she doesn't want to be part of the family.
Yes.
Why are we even...
What's your account?
Shelly, we...
Okay.
Shelly, can't you go into the home office?
It's buffering? Yeah, well, let me just give you a credit for the month.
She's barely my mom at this point.
Thank you so much.
She doesn't want to be part of this family.
Thank you for calling Hulu Customer Service. If you need anything else, let me know.
Did she just roll over into another call?
There's a survey at the very end of the call. Just go ahead. Okay, thank you so much.
Also, you're going to put $5 in the swear jar for calling a flipping fuck earlier.
Did you say something? Was there something you wanted to say?
You think I didn't hear it?
I just think it's so rude that you're doing this to us. Don't you see that you're hurting me?
And me. I spent my entire life working hard so you would not have to do this.
What do you want me to do? Do you want me to just be at the house and not do anything?
I think that that was evident immediately. That was like the first thing that we said.
Yeah, that,
I do mean, nothing I just, with my time.
Shelly, take your
I'm
headset
off. I'm your daughter.
Off.
You can be my mom.
And I'm your husband. You can be my wife, Shelly.
If I don't work, then I'm going to die.
I don't know if that's true.
I have to work. I have to do something with my hand.
Listen, I know exactly what you're going through. I remember when I was about to retire and I thought to myself, what's my purpose?
What's my purpose?
What? No, that's what I said.
That's what I was saying too.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Go for it.
I'm saying, what's my purpose?
My purpose.
No, what? I said to,
you guys,
I said
I'm
to myself,
14.
Uh-huh.
What's my purpose?
No, what's my purpose?
Your purpose is to be a 14-year-old, go to school, get good grades,
go out on dates with that Ryan with that nice nose.
Listen, go on dates with Ryan.
Did he get his nose fixed, by the way? It's nice city population him. You know, Ryan, the one who likes
Why do you have to talk like you're on TikTok?
Yeah.
Nah. It just changed.
Do you understand why I want to disappear into my work? Because I don't even know who you are anymore.
Listen.
Dad, I can't even believe I'm siding with Mom on this, but like, you really do try way too hard to be TikTok hip.
And you got so excited about Ryan's nose.
Well, you two just flip the switch. You just flip the switch.
Okay.
That's all, right?
Dad, you have more followers than I do on TikTok.
Yeah, I have 17.
Care to weigh in, Shelly? How many followers do you have on TikTok?
I'm too busy with my job, Carl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I work really hard, so that's my job.
Listen, this isn't about me. This isn't about my 17 TikTok followers.
Then what's this about?
It's about
me having too many jobs.
Yes.
Okay.
One job being too many.
Fine, I'll quit my jobs today. How about that?
Will you?
Will you?
Will you?
I will quit my jobs today if it makes my family happy.
Okay.
Mom?
I'm going to call my boss right now. Hold on.
Okay.
Epilogue. Hello, boss. Yeah, it's me. It's
Shelly.
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 And I quit. Click.
Shelly, you just said that into a pine cone.
I did not.
You weren't even talking into a phone just now.
Well, some pine cones actually work as phones.
Really?
Carl doesn't know that because he doesn't have a job.
Really?
I really thought this was going to be a fun Thanksgiving dinner.
Fine.
But...
You want me to quit? You want me to quit my job?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Which jobs? Name them all. I'll quit every single
customer
one of them.
Service for Yoohoo.
Fine.
Didn't you say Yoohoo?
Hulu and Yoohoo, yes.
Yes.
The chocolatey drink.
And Hulu.
And Hulu,
wait,
yes.
You do streaming customer service for Hulu?
That's what I've been on the phone with. See, this is what I'm talking about.
And for Yoohoo.
Mom, we don't even have Hulu at the house.
I'm not into the content.
Well, we did have it for a while, but then I couldn't get it to work, and I couldn't get a hold of customer service.
You were using Uncle Jerry's Hulu.
What other jobs did you want me to quit?
Hulu, Yoohoo, Choo Choo.
I can't give up Choo Choo.
Why not?
Because I can't, Carl. I can't give up Choo Choo, please.
You don't give up Choo Choo, this marriage is over.
Do you know what benefits I get from Choo Choo? Choo Choo is done. I'll quit Choo Choo. Are you happy?
Are you going to quit Boo Boo?
I can't quit Boo Boo.
Quit.
Not Boo Boo, please.
I don't even believe you intend to really quit Choo Choo.
Choo Choo and Boo Boo are gone.
I think you're
humoring
me. I'm
having a really hard time believing that Mom works for a place called Choo Choo.
Uh-huh.
and Boo Boo. It sounds like made up jobs at this point.
It's not. I joined Choo Choo when I quit Fupu.
When you quit Fubu?
Fupu, not Fubu.
Fubu didn't hire you.
I tried to get a job at Fubu for so long after I quit Jerbo.
Did you tell them of your years working at the British Knights Factory?
I didn't care.
Did you tell them that I personally...
That I interned at Cavarici, yes.
Tell them that I personally know LL Cool J.
It didn't matter to them. They didn't care.
Jesus.
Did you ever work at Stussy, Mom?
Hello. Nobody talks about Stussy anymore.
There you go.
Get with the times, girl. I just hit the switch.
What about Benetton?
Peloton?
Benetton.
Benihana?
Benetton.
Ben and Jerry's.
Okay, listen. Let's just have our family Thanksgiving. This is kind of getting bananas.
Didn't you work at a place called Bananas?
Will you pass the bananas, please? They're getting cold.
Here's all the bananas you want.
Thank you.
I made them earlier. Please eat before they get cold.
You made these?
Yes, I did.
I think the Lord above our Lord and Savior, Jesus, God, Christ Almighty, made these bananas.
Oh, so that's the job you respect.
We're Jewish. What are you talking about?
Correction. We were Jewish, and then I retired from
Judaism?
My job.
You retired from Judaism?
From my job as a cantor at the synagogue.
So now you're referencing Jesus Christ, our Lord. We're not Jews for Jesus.
Yes.
It's clear that 66% of us are not Jews for Jesus. It's two-thirds.
Literally have no idea.
What? I'm sorry, I was just having a hard time concentrating because once the smell of those bananas hit my nostrils, it's all I could think about this Thanksgiving dinner. I would like to, by the way, give thanks to the Lord above Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, my Messiah.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai.
Don't be afraid.
Adonai Echad.
I can't stay mad at you, Judaism.
Our producer Andy and our special guest contributor Nicole Amy Schreiber, Miro Stahari, and this was This American Laugh with Aristotle Atari and Annie Harris. Join us next time.
This American Laugh with Aristotle Atari and Andy Harris can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can also find us on Instagram at This American Laugh and on Twitter at American Laugh with three H's. That's American Laugh with three H's.